This is the English program. In just a second, we are looking at diet for your DNA. First of all, don't forget you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/EnglishRadio, and we are available, as always, on Spreaker at spreaker.com/user/4516111. Personalized diet plans will not be widely accepted by the public until regulations are in place to protect information about our DNA, according to research led by Newcastle University. The Food for Me project is a 9 million euro EU project investigating the potential of nutrigenomics, a relatively new branch of nutrition which looks at how the food we eat affects the behavior in our genes. Using DNA, experts are able to look at not just the usual factors such as age, sex, BMI, and physical activity, but also the way in which each individual's genes interact with the food we eat. This, in turn, enables them to create a bespoke nutrition plan. Research is ongoing, but early indicators suggest the technology could offer a vital tool in the fight against various lifestyle-linked diseases, such as obesity, heart disease, and type 2 diabetes. However, a study by the Newcastle-led team, it's being published, it's in the online journal Plus One. The research suggests that despite the potential benefits of nutrigenomics, people's reluctance to hand over personal data is likely to prevent widespread uptake of the system. The study lead, Professor Lynn Frewer, Professor of Food and Society in the School of Agriculture, Food and Rural Development at Newcastle University, explained this problem. There's an assumption in many communities that people are risk-averse to food technologies such as GM and nutrigenomics. But actually, we found the opposite. The people we questioned could really see the benefits of this approach, but said they were not yet to be convinced that it would be worth the risk of handing over data about their DNA. Nutrigenomics has the potential to be the next big thing in our fight against lifestyle-linked diseases, particularly if it becomes available on the NHS. Poor nutrition contributes to the incidence of many diseases. It has been estimated that approximately 80% of cases of cardiac disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, and 40% of cancers could be avoided through improved lifestyle, including those related to diet. Above and beyond this, an individual's predisposition to certain diseases based on genetic variation will also play a major role and in turn influence what constitutes an optimal diet. The mapping of the human genome in 2000 introduced the possibility of individualized medicine, including personalized nutrition, and the field of nutrigenomics emerged, examining the relationship between food and gene expression. Questioning 9,381 participants from 9 European countries, Germany, Greece, Ireland, Poland, Portugal, Spain, the Netherlands, Norway, and the UK, the team were able to investigate the psychological factors influencing people's willingness to adopt a personalized diet plan. They found protection of consumers' genetic data was a key limiting factor, particularly as there are only a handful of companies currently offering the service, and these are run on a commercial basis. Guidelines around fat, sugar, alcohol, and other foods are based on averages, and they work very well. But they are just a guide, explains Professor Frewer. The problem is that we are all unique. So, for example, one woman's ability to metabolize sugar might be wildly different from another's, even though on the outside they are both 50 years old, of similar height and weight, and exercise regularly. The difference is in their genes, and with nutrigenomics we can start to delve down into these differences and tailor dietary plans for the individual. It's incredibly exciting, but we need to get the regulations in place first if it's going to make an impact on public health. For more information on this, go to foodforme.org. Okay. And if you have any comments or thoughts on anything you've listened to in this podcast, please get in touch. twitter.com/EnglishRadio.